Grace, mercy, and peace truly are yours in abundance from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear friends in Christ, the text for our consideration this morning is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 55, beginning with verse 10. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is the word of our Lord. We replaced the bottom of this boat with a screen door and covered it with Flex Seal. After a day on the water, not only does it stay afloat, but the bottom is completely dry. Flex Seal, the Instabulb, the perfect brownie pan. Have you ever purchased any of these as seen on TV products? Have you ever wondered if some of them actually work? Maybe sometimes you've thought the same about God's word from time to time. When you shared it with people, but nothing really seemed to change. Oh, there were times when the prophet Isaiah probably felt the same way. Oh, when God first called him into the ministry, he seemed eager to go. He was the one who said, "Here am I, send me." But God's people at the time didn't seem all that interested in hearing what God had to say. For the most part, they were a physically prosperous nation that had gone spiritually bankrupt. They may have honored him with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. Instead of worshiping him alone, they worshiped gods of gold and silver, wood and stone. But all that glittered wasn't gold. And that's why God sent the prophet Isaiah, to warn them that if they didn't repent and change their ways, it would all be taken away from them, and they themselves would be carried off into captivity into a foreign land. It was supposed to be a wake-up call. Why didn't they listen? Maybe the same could be asked of us from time to time. We too have experienced God's grace and goodness in so many ways. The bountiful land in which we live. People who share God's word with us. They brought us to church and baptismal fonts and confirmation classes and communion rails. They made sacrifices of their time, their talents, and their treasures so that we might continue to have God's word and its truth and purity among us. And how have we responded to God's love and mercy to us? Well, too often we've failed to show love and mercy to those around us. Too often we have to admit that we put earthly wants over spiritual needs. Too often we've been a bit lazy when it comes to spending time in his word on a daily basis. And oh, so often we've made excuses as to why we didn't have time to do his work. What if God were to tell us that if we didn't change our ways, that it would all be taken away from us, and we ourselves would be carried off into captivity into a foreign land? Would we change our ways? Or would we continue to go about our days as though God would never really do something like that? Would he? He could. And he threatens something much worse. He tells us that the day is coming when all the earthly things people hold near and dear to them will be ripped away. And those who reject him and his word will be carried away into captivity to a place called hell. And that's a sinking ship that no amount of Flex Seal could ever fix or repair. But thankfully, there's still time. And we have something far more powerful than Flex Seal. We have the amazing power of God's word, where results are guaranteed and blessings are eternal. P90X, Total Insanity, Zumba, Have you ever tried any of these as seen on TV exercise programs? Have you ever wondered if they actually work? Oh, even they themselves are required to print a tiny disclaimer on the bottom of the screen that says what? Results are not typical. Possible, but not probable. Thankfully, that's not the case with God's word. Because God himself tells us that results are guaranteed. Wait a minute. Are you sure about that? Because it doesn't always seem that way. I mean, I've been sharing God's word with people for quite some time now, and nothing seems to change. Oh, I've been passing along invitations to church for quite some time now, and I can't think of anyone who's ever taken me up on my offer. Oh, maybe we need more catchy slogans. Oh, like the one I just saw on a bumper sticker the other day that said, "Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back." Or maybe we just need to trust God more. As he tells us to be faithful in sowing the seed of his word, and he alone is the one who produces the results. So why does it seem to work with some and not others? Are some people more receptive to the word? Are some people more gullible, as it were? Are the people here today more likely to purchase swamp land in Florida or a bridge in Brooklyn if offered? No. You see, thoughts like those fail to take into consideration what we would call the total depravity of all mankind. That all people are born into this world lost and condemned creatures. That all people are born with a sinful nature and a sinful mind that is hostile to God. You see, the problem isn't with God or his word. God's word always gets results. The results he desires. The problem is with the sinful stubbornness of sinful humankind. God's word always gets results. The results he desires. It's like the rain that falls from the sky, God tells us in our text. This past summer found people in California longing for rain. And people up in Minnesota dreading rain. You see, the same rain that causes plants to grow can also be the same rain that causes devastation and destruction. There will be times when God's word is received with joy and times when God's word is rejected with hatred. And those who reject God and his word ultimately have nobody to blame but themselves. Because it's definitely not what God wants. God wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. Do you remember that parable that Jesus once told about the seed and the effect it will have as it's sown in the hearts and lives of different people? Some seed was scattered on the path, where it was snatched up right away. But that doesn't stop the farmer from sowing the seed. Some seed was scattered among the thorns and among the weeds, where it grew up but eventually withered and died. And that doesn't stop the farmer from sowing the seed either. Because the farmer knows that the seed will also fall on good soil where it will produce a crop and a harvest. That's why, in addition to sowing the seed, the farmer is continually about the work of tilling the soil. And that's the kind of farmer we have in Jesus. Turning bad soil into good soil and good soil into even better soil. And he does that through the message of God's word. That's the amazing power of God's word. I mean, why is it that some places in this world that were once deserts now feature some of the finest golf courses in the world? Oh, sure, there were people who put the time and effort and money and energy into making it happen, but there's only one thing that can bring about a complete transformation like that.
water.
Plants can't grow without water. Trees can't grow without water. Grass can't grow without water. We can't grow without water. We can't survive without water. Physically, spiritually, and eternally speaking. Water not only gives us what we need to quench our thirst, but it also causes the crops to grow, to give us the food that we need to satisfy our hunger. And the same could be said about the water of life that God gives us in His Word. As it quenches our spiritual thirst, as it gives us the bread of life we have in Jesus to satisfy our hunger. Oh, the one who calmed waters on the Sea of Galilee. The one who spent his days preaching and teaching and sharing God's word with people. The one who lived the perfect life we couldn't and haven't. The one who carried all of our sins to the cross, where he suffered and died to forgive them. The one who rose from the grave on Easter Sunday morning to give us life here on earth and for all eternity with him, together with all believers in heaven one day. Jesus wants all people to be there. Jesus wants all people to eat and drink at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Jesus wants all people to drink of that water of life and live forever. Give thanks to God that that water was poured out on you richly and abundantly. That water became yours when you were baptized in it at your baptism. That water continues to be replenished in you as you daily drink deeply of His Word, as you come to church on the weekends, as you eat and drink at His supper. Give thanks to God that His water of life was poured out on you richly and abundantly. And don't forget that God has called you to pour out that water of life richly and abundantly on those around you. It wasn't too many summers ago that I can remember going more than a month without having to mow my lawn. I also couldn't walk on it in bare feet because it was so crusty and brown. In hindsight, I wish I would have watered it to prevent it from getting that way. But each passing day found me putting it off, thinking, rain will eventually come. Rain will eventually come. Rain will eventually come. But it didn't. And even when it finally did, things didn't green up right away. Starting to wonder if I would ever get my lawn back. But God provided the rain and the snow and the rain again and again and again, and the grass that seemed dead came to life. This past summer, there were times where I couldn't go more than a few days without having to mow the lawn. That's the amazing thing about water. And the amazing impact and results it can have. Even more amazing is the power of God's Word, the water of life, and the impact and results it can have. Don't put off sharing it till tomorrow, because tomorrow might be too late. And don't get discouraged when the results don't seem to be immediate. Remember how long the farmer has to wait between the time he plants the seed and the time he reaps the harvest. Remember that the seed growing doesn't depend on you. Be faithful in sowing the seed, trusting that God promises to take care of the rest. How long will that flex seal that leak in your roof? How long will those results from P90X really last? Those things are earthly and temporary. But the blessings of God's word are spiritual and eternal. Does it work? You bet it does. It obviously worked on you. And it continues to work on others on a daily basis around the world. So, pick it up more. Open it up more. And see what great things your God has done and what great things your God can do. And don't be afraid to pass it along to others. And then pray. Pray that God will make it just as amazing to them too. Amen.